Chapter 3 Fix followed Mr. Fogg around the ship. Passepartout was suspicious. He thought, Mr. Fix will follow us from Hong Kong. I'll bet my Indian slippers on it. He didn't know why Mr. Fix was following Mr. Fogg. He thought, he must be an agent of the Reform Club. He's spying on us. They got to Singapore on the 30th of October. Alder and Mr. Fogg went for a walk. Mr. Fix followed them. Passepartout went to the market to buy fruit. Mr. Fogg and Alder looked around the town. They took a carriage ride round the countryside. They did nothing suspicious. Mr. Fix talked to Passepartout about Fogg's journey. They did nothing suspicious. Mr. Fix talked to Passepartout about Mr. Fogg's journey. One day, Mr. Fix asked Passepartout, Are you in a great hurry to reach Hong Kong? A very great hurry. Mr. Fogg, I suppose, wants to catch the steamer for Yokohama. Yes. Yes. You believe in this journey around the world, then? Absolutely. Don't you, Mr. Fix? I don't believe a word of it. You're a sly dog, said Passepartout, winking at him. Fix was worried. Passepartout must know I'm a detective after his master, he thought. A storm made the steamer ship late. It arrived in Hong Kong on the 6th of November. The ship to Yokohama left one day before on the 5th of November. Mr. Fogg asked the captain, When is the next boat to Yokohama? At high tide tomorrow morning, said the captain. What's the steamer's name? Asked Mr. Fogg. The Carmatic, said the captain. Didn't she sail yesterday? Said Mr. Fogg. No, sir. They had to repair one of her boilers. She's sailing tomorrow instead, said the captain. It was day 35 of their journey. The Carmatic was leaving Hong Kong at 5 o'clock in the morning. Mr. Fogg took Alder to find her relatives. They weren't living in Hong Kong anymore. Alder's relatives made a fortune and went to live in Europe. What should I do, Mr. Fogg? Asked Alder. Come with us to Europe, said Mr. Fogg. Passepartout, go to the Carmatic and reserve 3 cabins, Mr. Fogg said to Passepartout. Passepartout liked his master. He thought, I'm very lucky. He's very generous. Passepartout met Mr. Fix. He invited Passepartout to the bar. Mr. Fogg's a bank robber, Mr. Fix told Passepartout. But Passepartout didn't believe him. Mr. Fix asked Passepartout to keep Mr. Fogg in Hong Kong. He wanted the arrest warrant to arrive. Passepartout said, No, I won't betray my master. Mr. Fix drugged Passepartout. He didn't want Passepartout to warn Mr. Fogg. The time of the boat changed. It was going to leave in the evening, not the next day. Mr. Fogg didn't know about the time change. Passepartout didn't go back to the hotel. Mr. Fogg wasn't worried. He wasn't worried when Passepartout didn't appear the next morning. Mr. Fogg went to the dock, but the steamer wasn't there. It was already on its way to Yokohama. Mr. Fogg didn't waste a second. He walked around the dock for 3 hours. He was trying to find a boat. Finally, Mr. Fogg found a man with a boat. I can take you to Nagasaki or Shanghai, he said to Mr. Fogg. I must get to Yokohama, said Mr. Fogg. Why? The man asked. Because I must get the boat to San Francisco. It leaves from Yokohama, said Mr. Fogg. No, sir, it sets out from Shanghai and stops at Nagasaki. We can leave in an hour. We'll be there before the ship leaves, said the man. Mr. Fix took the boat with Mr. Fogg. Passepartout was still missing. Mr. Fogg, Alder, and Mr. Fix left Hong Kong without Passepartout. Mr. Fogg thought Passepartout got on the ship to Yokohama. He said, we'll see him on the next ship. The boat reached Shanghai just as the steamer was leaving. Mr. Fogg asked the captain to signal to the steamer. They fired a small cannon. Mr. Fogg and Alder managed to get on. Passepartout woke up in an opium den. He was unconscious for 3 hours. His first thought was the steamer. He rushed to the dock and got on the ship. He fell onto the deck unconscious. The sailors took him to a cabin to sleep. Passepartout woke up and discovered that Mr. Fogg and the princess were not on the ship. Passepartout was very sad. He got to Japan and had no money. He thought, I'll find a job on a ship to America. He found a job with some acrobats. He was a clown. Mr. Fogg and Alder went to see the acrobats. Passepartout was at the bottom of a human pyramid. He saw Mr. Fogg. He left his place and the pyramid collapsed. Mr. Fogg was glad to see Passepartout. He took him and the princess to the ship. Passepartout was glad to be back with Mr. Fogg. He wondered, where's Mr. Fix? Mr. Fix was on the ship. He was angry. The warrant arrived, but it was useless. Mr. Fogg wasn't in a British country. Mr. Fix had to sort out an extradition. Mr. Fix met Passepartout on the ship. Mr. Fix grabbed Passepartout, but Passepartout was a better fighter. He punched Mr. Fix until he was lying on the ground. I'm here to help Mr. Fogg, said Mr. Fix. You think you were wrong? Passepartout asked. No, but I want him to get to England, said Mr. Fix. It was easier to arrest Mr. Fogg in London.